Kitchen. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
It all started with a tweet, and 6 months later, they're engaged. Naya Rivera followed Big Sean on Twitter and tweeted him, letting her know she'd done that. And it worked. He wrote back that he was a fan of hers. They went to dinner, and bada boom, bada bing, she's wearing a big ol' ring.
Number 4.
Stacey Keibler grew accustomed to a certain lifestyle when she dated George Clooney, and she's not so ready to go back to the way things were before. But in order to do that, she estimates she needs about $50,000 a month. And a source says in order to get that kind of cash flowing, she might have to go back to pro wrestling for a bit.
Number 3.
Who said all publicity is good publicity? She might not have said it first, but I'm sure those words have crossed over Kris Jenner's lips a time or two. But this time, she's wrong. Her family's been rocked by back-to-back scandals and tons of negative press, but rather than generate ratings, her viewers are running from keeping up with the Kardashians. Last Sunday's episode was the lowest rated of the season.
Number 2.
Sources told Radar Online that NeNe Leakes was basically forced to appear on Bethany Frankel's talk show because it could affect future appearances on Ellen DeGeneres' show. Ellen's got a stake in this. She produces Bethany's talk show. And a source says while NeNe's not happy about it, she was told that this order came directly from Ellen.
Number 1.
It's getting pretty ugly between Miley Cyrus and Sinead O'Connor. After Sinead wrote an open letter to Miley, telling her it wasn't cool to be naked, licking sledgehammers, and that she would likely end up in rehab as a result of being prostituted by the music industry, Miley hit back. She tweeted, "Before Amanda Bynes, there was ... And she posted a link to a series of tweets Sinead made a couple years ago when she was going through a very public mental breakdown. Sinead is furious. She's threatening legal action. But Miley doesn't care about that. She tweeted, "Sinead, I don't have time to write you an open letter because I'm hosting and performing on SNL this week. So if you'd like to meet up and talk, let me know in your next letter." Smiley face. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.